Number 161. The Execution. The sanguinary prisoner, who believed himself to be a satyr, satiated by his last meal, looked at the guards. They were dressed in sartorial elegance, with satiny sashes and with swords in their scabbards. They were professional and savvy. They knew that they were with a satanic prisoner. He put on his sandals and sauntered out of his sanitized cell under the watchful eyes of the guards. Yes, they had to keep him in sanitary conditions, didn't they? They wouldn't want him to die prematurely. He had scabs on wounds on his arms. His scabrous skin bore testament to the fact that people had wanted to kill him as soon as he had been captured. He showed great sang-froid, and the guards had to admire that. At this stage, many prisoners were still sanguine about being granted a reprieve. Not this one. Mind you, after the terrible things this savage man had done to sate his desire to kill, he must know that reprieve was impossible. He had savored his last meal, which had satiated him. A slight, savory taste remained in his mouth as he crossed the sawdust-strewn prison floors. His sated stomach felt fine. He could already hear the scad of people who had come to watch. Scads were guaranteed for this execution. As he passed a sapling, his sapphire eyes caught a glimpse of sap running down the bark, as the blood of his victims had run across their skins. Then, as he turned a corner, he could see the crowds, and they could see him. The sarcastic and sardonic remarks began immediately. The sarcasm didn't bother him at all. A savant stood alone, questioning the sanity of executing criminals. Others jeered at the sapient man and questioned whether his opinion on the issue was sane. The square was virtually saturated with people, so the guards were having a hard time holding the crowd back. The prisoner spotted a man at a window. He was drawing. He worked for a well-known satirical magazine. The prisoner liked their brand of satire. They would satirize anything. The prisoner's attention was taken by a young woman. Her clothes had been saturated by the rain. She made a saucy remark, and then her face became saturnine. The prisoner realized that she was a long-forgotten girlfriend. The prisoner mounted the specially constructed scaffold and looked up at the moon. His last wish had been to be hung under the watchful eye of the Earth's satellite.